Hey, comedy, mushroom, Colt, podcast. Hello, everybody. Random Monday episode. We did one last week, but the fucking, the 17 seconds in. We gotta, one of these days, we'll get it down. The fucking file wouldn't upload to go audio. And then we're going to be honest with ourselves here. We're going to be honest with, that's the point of this podcast, is an authentic look at my life and how I feel about comedy and life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Still, I think would be a really good rap album name is Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Clappiness, like booties clapping. Unrelated to this, but still, I think would be just an absolute banger of an album title. So somebody get at me for that. But no, just, you know, I was a little negative in the last one. We want it to be authentic and fun and a snapshot of what I'm currently going through in the world. But just sometimes it gets on to you, you know, like it attaches to you, and you get into, like, a bad pattern of just, like, spreading just hate, honestly, and, like, you get too bogged down into what everybody else is doing. So I unlisted the other, on YouTube, I unlisted the other thing. I unlisted it real quick, and then I put it back up, and then I unlisted it again. So, it's got a few views, and it's not bad. It's a good episode. The audio is not great on it. That's another reason I don't want to put out a bad product. Lauren did a great interview. It was a great time. I dropped the ball on the technology. We'll fix it at some point. Probably. I don't know. That's kind of part of this, is the shit. The shit production value. Until these fucking sponsorships come through. If you have money and want to sponsor this, hit me up at Ray Roberts Comedy on everything. More people are listening to it than ever, which is good. That's good. It's good to grow. If you're new to this, welcome. You just jump right in. I'm not going to explain what the podcast is, except for just jump in and have some fun. But no, it was, if you want the episode, last week's episode, hit me up. I'll send you the fucking link to it. You can watch it on YouTube. It's fine. I talk a little bit of shit up top. Talk shit about our president. He was our look at the balls at this guy, or on this guy. Yeah. I'm trying to find the fucking look at the balls on this guy. I always forget what, like, this is why I don't do segments, is because I forget what it is, and then I remember I have it in my notes. But look at the balls on this guy, me. That's me this week, you know? We're going to do two episodes this week. I'm doing one today. I'm doing another one on Wednesday, so you'll have it up and ready, like usual. I'll actually put it on the audio if it fucking lets me. I mean, talk to technology, you know? At a certain point, like, there's only so much I can do. There's nothing that, like, $10,000 wouldn't fix, but, you know, we're doing this on, like, a shoestring budget, like everything else. So it is what it is. We're having fun, but, like, no, it's just, sometimes life gets you. It fucking gets you. And you get, like, put into, like, just a bad pattern. And you think you're doing everything right. Like, I took some time off from smoking weed. I was, like, not talking to women as much. And, like, I was like, do you know what? Maybe I'll just isolate until I get over this fucking little cloud that I'm stuck in. And I don't know if anybody else has ever dealt with, like, anxiety, depression, ADHD, bipolar. I don't think I'm bipolar. But, like, you know, like, any personality disorder, I don't think ADHD counts as a person, but whatever, who gives a fuck? I'm not a therapist, you know what I mean. But anybody who's dealt with, like, any mental health situations, oh, it's just the wall, knows that you're like, fuck, I'm the problem. And after a while, like, there's nothing wrong with, like, self-actualization or self-realization of, like, you're the problem, maybe fix what you're doing or change up how you're looking at things. But, like, I always want to just, like, isolate. That's, like, something that I always want to do. And then it's, you put yourself in a corner. So then just when, like, things go south, or you're like, hey, now that I'm going to take it, like, now that I'm, like, ready, I need everybody else to be ready with me. And, you know, that's just not fair to the world. That's not fair to anybody else. So it happens. But I think we're kind of on, like, what, just especially when you're in a city like Chicago, that's just, like, it's a line that I told somebody of, like, Chicago is, like, taken down better men than me, and it's a good thing that I'm not a better man, you know? Like, it is what it is. Like, I'm trying to become a better person all the time. I think everybody should be. I think I'm my factory default setting is I'm a good person. Am I a pain in the ass to deal with? Are there certain things that I should clean up a little bit? Sure. But I'm not touching people that I'm not supposed to touch, you know? I'm not ruining people's careers. I'm not making people uncomfortable on purpose by any means. I mean, I'm sure somebody's uncomfortable by my presence. You're not going to make everybody happy. But it's not out of any malicious situation. Like, I was having a conversation the other day of, like, hey, it'd be nice if, like, we could just cut people a break. Like, there are actually people doing bad things. As I get my Trump hands going, there's people, like, doing bad things. And then there's some of us who are, like, talking some shit, making fun of the people who are in charge, saying the thing that maybe we shouldn't say, but, like, we're actually doing good things. And it's a theme that we've talked about on this podcast a lot, is, like, I know that I'm doing it backwards. I know that I, like, say bad things and maybe, like, call out the wrong people that could help my career and shit. But, like, I feel like I counterbalance that by, like, I don't know, being a good person, not on the mic, you know? Like, it is, like, it's all performance when you're on the microphone. And I try to bring, like, a level of authenticity to it, but, like, it's still an act. And the internet is just, like, that's a platform to, like, do your act as well. Now, there are certain, like, obviously we need to speak out against the wars and our government doing shitty things, and that's not hyperbolic, but I would like to believe that discerning adults can tell the difference when somebody's, like, playing with, like, the idea of, like, power imbalances in sex or race or religion, like playing with those bounds of, like, yeah, we're doing it with a wink and a nod. Like, when I say that it's fun that, like, Israel found a way for everybody to pay for their war, like, that's obviously, like, borderline anti-Semitic, but, like, when you look at it in, like, the terms of, like, obviously, I don't hate Jewish people. Like, it's not, do I hate the state of Israel performing a genocide against Palestine? Definitely. Do I think the U.S. and Israel attacking Iran is not only short-sighted, but a terrible thing? Yeah, definitely. Is being playfully anti-Semitic in one of just the worst times in, I mean, it's not one of the worst times in history, but potentially one of the worst times in history coming up or leading up to it. Like, is it fun? Sure. It is kind of funny. And there's got to be, like we're adults here. Like, you should be able to tell the difference when somebody's got ill intent to what they say. Like, you can look at people's track records. But over, like, the last 11 years of me doing stand-up comedy, like, there's nothing that have I said terrible things? Sure. Have I done bad things? Definitely. I'm a human being. Nobody's been perfect. But I would like to think that the arc of history is bending towards what is it? Truth or whatever the fuck? Happiness? Justice? You can tell that I haven't read a Barack Obama fundraising email in a while. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I would like to think that just consistently I fall on the right side of things. Because I want to bring love and happiness to the world. But sometimes the world fucking gets you. That's why Jesus said to be in the world, not of the world, you know? But unfortunately for Jesus, we're not all the Son of God. Right? Like, our dad didn't come down and, like, rape a virgin to make us and then kill us to save all of humanity. As a complete, I mean, stealing of the story of Zeus making Dionysus. You know, like, it is what it is, all right, is what I'm trying to say. Is that historically, there are people who do terrible things, and then there are people who talk about it in kind of an unfiltered way that people aren't used to. Like, I'm not going to pussyfoot around the fact that our world's run by satanic pedophiles. And that I also like attractive women. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, you can, everybody's got their weaknesses. Like, I don't think, like, it's one of the, like, it just happened in fucking, I was in Milwaukee over the weekend. Great weekend in the Milwaukee. I mean, it was Thursday, Friday. I came back Saturday. So not like a full weekend. I rode the train up, and which is always the best idea, especially if you have like a ride on the other side of it. It's nice. You get to go to fucking Union Station, see the fucking, when we would invest in public transit and shit like that. Like when there was hope in this country, when they were like, hey, let's make real pretty infrastructure that, like, makes it easier for people to get around this great country of ours. And then somebody realized you could make a bunch of money off of doing that. And they're like, hey, how about we fuck that and just privatize it? And just make it ugly as fuck. Because it's more fucking streamlined. It's like, yeah, not everything needs to be fucking streamlined. And, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Convenient, no. Optimized, sure. You know what I'm trying to say. Like, not everything needs to be, like, the most fucking proficient. Like, there's, like, glitches in the system make it real, make it human. It's cool, it's fun. Like, striving for perfection is insane. But anywho, went to Milwaukee, and, like, it is what it is. Like, if you're a pretty girl who follows me on Instagram, I'm gonna hit you up. Like, it is what it is. From time to, like, not gonna be weird about it. And if I don't hit you up, sorry. Like, maybe you have, like, a husband, or, like, I can tell from your lifestyle that we wouldn't get along from your pictures. Or maybe you're just, like, too young, you know? There's that aspect of it. You know? I there's nothing wrong with I'll date a younger woman. I mean, there's a reasonable age. Like, what is it supposed to be? Like, half your age plus 8 or plus 6? So that's what? 20, I'm 35. So, like, 24. That's still too young for me. Sorry, everybody on Epstein's Island. Like, but you also have to, like, be mature and, like, conversate. You know what I mean? And, like, there's certain things. Like, oh, you just graduated college a year and a half ago. You're not even, like, like, you haven't been kicked in the nuts hard enough. I'm so sorry. Like, I do not want to be the worst thing that's happened to you yet. Like, I'll be the top 5. Like, I know where I'm at. Like, I can be a top 5 worst decision of your life. But I'm not going to be number 1. Like, that's when I work best. I need to have, like, a, hey, at least you know it's been worse. And I think that's a good, like, I think that's very self-aware. But I don't know. It's very fun. Who cares? Just fucking rationalizing myself a little bit. And, like, why I took down an episode. Like, that's honestly, I have more of a problem taking down an episode than I do talking shit on the episode. Or talk, like, ask me who it's about. I'll tell you exactly who it's about in person. I got no problem with that. I just don't need to be putting that out when I know people are starting to pay attention to this. So, me, look at the balls on this guy of the week. But no, we're back. We're doing this one. I'll have to scrape the barrel for Wednesday for it to be a good episode, you know? But hey, you're getting what you pay for. No, it's, I went to Milwaukee. It was very fun. Again, took the train. And then, I had to do, not had, I got to do judging for the roast battle at the Milwaukee Improv, which is in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Which, if you're not familiar, Milwaukee and Brookfield could not be any more different. They're pretty close, together, obviously, but it's a suburb. And it's the worst people in the entire world. Like, from time to time, Milwaukee people will come down to the Milwaukee Improv, and it's great. And the club's great. Don't, by any means, do not take this as, like, a slight to the club, by any means. They, great people. I went in there, I met the new manager, just because I wanted to say hi to the other manager. I didn't even know that she got transferred. And the other one was on vacation. And I love the people that work at that club. Like, the wait staff and everybody, great people. But, like, the crowds are always just so fucking tight and tense. Because Brookfield is the worst place in the world. Like, if you want, like, they're, like, a legitimate red county in Wisconsin, which is already a nonsensical place. Like, I put up a thread, just having fun. I went and got breakfast Friday morning. This is, we're jumping all around the timeline. But I went to the Dunkin' Donuts. I was staying at Brian LeConte's place. Shout out, Brian. Thank you for letting me sleep on your futon. My back is still not great, but that's on me being 35, traveling and sleeping on couches. It is what it is. I'll be more successful someday, hopefully. But I got Dunkin' Donuts, went and there was a park right over there. I went and ate my bagel and drank my half gallon of fucking iced coffee on a park bench and watched the river, listened to some music. It was great. But then there was just, like, a lady who, like, was just in awe by, like, three geese walking around in the park. Just, like, mouth open and like, she could not deal with the fact that geese were there. And it's like, hey, man, I understand that, like, Wisconsin's a place. And I lived there for 4 years. But, like, it's still, it does not make sense to me that it's an entire state of children. Because, like, people are afraid to hold other people accountable and be like, hey, you guys can have, like, you can want and strive for more. Now, there's something nice to be said about, like, living in fucking Pleasantville forever. But, like, it was, like, that's the whole point of Pleasantville, is, like, hey, we can add color to this world. I mean, on, like, so many levels, we can add color to this world, you know? In, especially in Wisconsin. Like, I was talking to a friend who came out to the show fucking Friday night about how her boyfriend is, like, always, like, one of, like, three people at any event that's not just, like, the whitest person in the world. Like, you can do other cool like, you can have culture, you know? You're allowed. Like, you can do it. It's perfectly fine. But I posted on Threads, at Ray Roberts Comedy on Threads, that you could fucking, that it's like, I'm trying to be nicer to people from Wisconsin. I'm gonna be more open-minded. Like, live and let live. Most of the time, they're not bugging me, but that's also because I'm a white man. They love white men there. But, like, they're trying to be nice. They're a little too worried about being nice. They need to stop being nice and start getting real. But, like, a little bit. It's nice when you go there, because you're like, oh. It's like when you go to, like, fucking, like, old-timey village or whatever the fuck, and everybody's like, oh, hello. Time traveler, like, you came back to learn how to make hand-dipped candles. Remember when things were way more simple? Like, they love it being 1994 there, you know? Like, that's what they want. But it's not it. Like, quit being amazed by geese. They're the worst bird. In a I put it up. The Wisconsin has so many better birds. They have such a great set of wildlife. And, like, people got pissed that I was like, yo, quit staring at fucking geese, you know? Like, that's what you're doing? Like, fucking goddamn, go to an art museum or some shit. Like, you love geese. Wait till I explain, like, fucking bald eagles. But I think, I don't know. That's part of the charm. Like, you don't get that aw shucks charm I mean, I think you can. I think I have a healthy level of aw shucks charm. Like, yeah, there are things that are amazing to me, but, like, geese aren't one of them. They're one of the meanest birds. They suck. Well, what about a baby? Yeah, obviously, baby. Baby, everything's cute, you fucking weirdos. There's a woman who, like, lost her fucking mind about the post. She said I was mansplaining birds. Which, like, hey, man, if that's what gets you mad, that's what gets you mad. There are plenty of things that make me mad. That other people just don't give a fuck about. Like the loss of human life and whatnot. But Brookfield's just a whole town of people who love watching geese. And that's a problem. Like, grow the fuck up. Black people are cool. You don't need to be pro-ICE. Like, you're allowed to love this country without excluding other people from it. And Brookfield, Wisconsin is a... So, like, whatever. So, judging a roast, it was a good time. I had a great time. Roasts are always weird. It's always funny who's good at roasts and who's... I'm bad at roasting. Because I, like, try to write it like a... like because I try to write it like an actual joke instead of, like, you look fucking... You look goofy. Especially for people in fucking Brookfield. Where it'll be, like, funny, and they'll be like, oh, I don't get that reference because we haven't read a book in fucking 20 years. Is it the Bible? I haven't read that either, but I'll say I did. Because the answer's in there. This is where this is... Like, that's what I always say. Wisconsin is what the South is in movies. Like, how everybody in the South's like, bless her heart. And then they talk shit behind their back. That's Wisconsin. They hate black people just as much. Like, it is what it is. Like, why? We don't have to pretend that it's not that way. Like, at least the South kind of stands on business with it. It's not Midwest nice to point it out, though. So, we'll carry on. But yeah, like, I went up there with no car. That was an interesting thing. And stayed close to Shorewood when, like, my Don't Tell show was downtown. And then, like, getting to the bus station or the train station, whichever you want, the Milwaukee Intermodal Station. Walking, like, 7 miles in a day or whatever. Because it's 3.5 there, 3.5 back. Like, it's fun. It's cool. It's an interesting setup. Like, walking around Milwaukee. That was, like, the first time I had done that. Because it's, like, a big driving area. Like, it's not, like, one of the most walkable cities in the world. Where, like, Minneapolis does a good job of, like, putting everything in a walkable distance. I think Minneapolis is a smaller city. It's also so fucking cold up there all the time. It's cold in Milwaukee, too, but... We'll see if the third one comes out. The vocal cords are buzzing. Everything in my head. I forgot. I was looking at my notes real quick. Where are we at time-wise? Oh, 23 minutes. Perfect. But no, I was walking to the Don't Tell show, trying to think about where I was going to stop to get food. And it was like a gorgeous show, or a gorgeous day. Roast Battle Milwaukee. Very fun time. Got to get high, talk some shit, see some of my favorite people in Milwaukee. It was a great time. Don't Tell. Was fucking bananas. Great time. On my walk down there, thinking about what I was going to get to eat. And it was like fucking 55 degrees out in Milwaukee. So like in Shorewood or whatever Shorewood. Whatever. That neighborhood is like close to UWM-ish. You had to like walk through like where a lot of the kids live. And like people were out drinking because it's fucking 4:30, 5 o'clock on a Friday. And, like, these kids, I was, like, walking, and they're like, hey, do you want, like, a sandwich? And I was like, what's in it? And they're like, Italian beef. I was like, I was more worried that, like, they were gonna, like, that's one of the good parts of Milwaukee, is, like, I'm walking down the street, I'm not gonna take a random sandwich from some kids in fucking Chicago. Like, something happened to that. There's poop in it or something, you know what I mean? But I saw these guys eating the sandwiches, and I had one. And if there's poop in it, fine. I got a free sandwich. It was awesome. Then I get downtown, got to do a nice little walk downtown, take some pictures on my phone, waste some time before the show. And then just the show was, like, absolutely fucking fantastic. Sold out show. Shout out Judd Reminger. He runs Don't Tell Milwaukee. I don't know how many people were in there. 100, 150-ish? Like, it was a big one. And usually with those, like, it was at, like, a restaurant, distillery, bar thing downtown. Cool little building. Great little location right next to the market. Whatever, I forget what, like, right there in the third ward. Pretty little spot to walk around. Again, Milwaukee's a great town. Have more black people, you know? It would make it way cooler. Walking around downtown, saw, like, a few Asian people. And I understand that it's, like, reductive to talk about it in numbers, but, like, it was what I was saying to Amelia, owner of Co-Pilot Coffee. If you're in the Waukesha area, go to Co-Pilot Coffee. They're the fucking best. Free shout outs all the time. They employed me when I ran a truck into somebody's house and was gonna fail the drug test. I was sober when it happened. I'm an adult. I don't go to work high. But I mean, if you run into somebody's house with a box truck that you didn't get any training to drive, I mean, you're gonna need another job. And they hired me back, which is great. Good coffee, great spot, perfect location, great people came out to see me. But I was it's pretty reductive to talk about people as like, oh, I saw two black people. There were three or four at the show. That's very reductive. But like, is that on me or is that on the fucking city? Redlining everything, being one of the most segregated places in the world still, country at least. Is that on me or is that on you guys? Sorry that somebody has to point it out. Now, if I was not a white man, it would probably be a better message. I understand that I'm not the mouthpiece everybody's looking for in these times, poor white male that I am. The world is made for me to be able to do things like this and face little to no consequence. I mean, but I'll still bitch about how people complain that I'm the one who does it. Like, you're not doing it. Somebody's got to do it. Might as well be me. I'm pointing out the disparity of minorities in a city. What are you using your fucking thing, your platform to do? Bitch about white men? Fuck. A lot of them are terrible. Some might say that I'm terrible. I understand that. I try to use the patriarchy to better the world, but to not take advantage of it would be insane. I would be pissed. I mean, I'm mad at myself for how little I take advantage of the patriarchy. And trust me, I take advantage of it quite enough. Don't you worry about that. Don't you worry yourself one bit. I'm aware that I take advantage of the patriarchy as much as anybody, but not as much as a lot of people. Make me more successful. Otherwise, I might have to start taking advantage of the patriarchy more. And being a white male, but like, you know what I mean. It's easier. I'm starting the world on third base. I'm just sick of being told by people who are starting on second base with a strong lead to third and are about to steal it, and the fucking pitcher and catcher are asleep. I'm sick of the people on second and a half base bitching about people on third base. You're just mad that you're not on third base. That's what you're mad at. You're not mad that we're on third base. You're mad that you're not on third base. And you see, like, once you get on third base, you do a lot of third base fucking shit, you know? It's real crazy how that works. But when people are trying to do whatever, who gives a fuck? Poor me. Poor white man. But fucking set the room on fire. I did such a good job on Friday. It was exactly what I needed. It's one of those, like, okay, sick. I know what I've got. I know what I'm doing. I don't give a fuck what the rest of you are doing. Look at this. And the rest of the show was great. And I know I did a good job because people that I like and respect had a tough time following. And it was great. I was talking shit to one of the women that followed me from the show again, if you're an attractive woman and you're going to follow me from the fucking show, after I kind of talk shit on the show and say that I'm single and kind of hit on girls from the crowd a little bit, like, I'll throw a line out there, see what happens. She called me actually pretty funny, which is great. Like, we're going to nag people now. Like, I'm going to look online and see that men shouldn't nag women anymore, but we got fucking women nagging men. Like, that's what I'm talking about. You guys are starting to get into the power position in relationships in the world. And, like, you're doing the same fucking trick. And it's fun. Like, I get it. I like a challenge. You were actually pretty funny. I was really fucking funny, sweetheart. All right? Don't fucking nag me, and I won't sweetheart you. You understand? It's a dance. It's fun. But also, let's be, like, I bodied that shit, and I had so much fun. But, like, what we can't do, like, of course, like, again, I'm gonna talk a little shit on stage, I'm gonna flirt, but, like, when I'm off stage, and there's still a show going on, and I get in my own way sometimes, trust me, do not think for one second that I don't know that I'm shooting myself in the foot when you offer to buy, like, a very good looking, very playful when I'm on stage. I'm a different person on stage than off stage. That's what I dated a woman that I met at a show once, and I was like, well, good, like, luckily for you, you saw me at the coolest I'll ever be. Like, that's the one time I'm the most confident and not a complete head case. Like, that's when me being insane is fun. It's like that off stage and not as much fun. Because I can't, like, I'm not in complete control of what's going on. So I get it. Like, you want to, like, play along and be bold? That's not me off stage. Especially when somebody that I respect is on stage as well. Trying to buy me a drink and shit. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, thank you. I highly appreciate you trying to buy me a drink. But, like, let's do that in, like, 45 minutes. You know? There's nothing more I would love to do than talk to you. I love pretty girls. Who doesn't? That's the world. What are we talking shit on stage for if it's not to impress hot girls? The fuck are we talking about here? Like, that's the point. Yes, money and, like, art and, like, a calling. But you know what I mean. We don't build fucking fancy bridges and buildings to make it. We build them to have a legacy so pretty girls will like us. It's kind of how history works. But, like, yes, thank you for ignoring the guy on stage. Like, I'm very flattered that, like, you think that I'm so good, like, that you would like to buy me a Diet Coke. Like, thank you. But also, when I answer, hey, I already have a water and I get Cokes for free, I don't want you to spend money on me. I think I'm come up and talk to me still, you know? Just because I'm, like, a little bit, like, I didn't, like, I'm trying to be short and curt with my conversation while there's still a show going on. It's very rude when, like, you, like, I already, here's the thing that, like, non-performers don't get. Following somebody who did really well is, like, it's an actual tough job. You have to keep the ball rolling. You have to step up to that bar. And there's nothing, it's almost more offensive to watch somebody talk to people after they did a good job than it is for, like, when somebody bombs and then, like, you can, like, they're, like, you can tell they're talking during your set after they bomb and, like, justifying it. I think it's almost worse when people come up to me after I do a good job and they're like, you, and it's like, hey, man, I understand. Thank you so much. I think I did a great job, too. I love your like, I'm doing this for validation. I have a hole that'll never be filled. That's why we're doing this, all right? And I need your validation more than anything in the world. Thank you so much, especially now at this point in my life. But, like, please wait until this guy's done talking, you know? It's not only rude to them, it makes me look rude because I'm trying, like, in their eyes, and I've seen it. Oh, he's trying to pick up chicks after doing a good job during my thing. So not only do I have to follow him doing really well, now I have to do that while he's talking to girls in the back. Like, I did a set at the Kenosha Comedy Club. Again, poor me doing well and people wanting to talk to me. But, like, I'm just trying to... I'm kind of hoping that girl... I don't even know what her name is. She sees this and is like, oh, okay, I'll hit him up. But, like, you know what? Like, I did a show at the Kenosha Comedy Club. You can have me back anytime you want. I only told that guy to go fuck himself in the crowd because he was being rude and you didn't police the room. And he was in on it. Everybody had a good time except for the headliner who couldn't fucking follow me, okay? Listen to your crowd. Listen to your customers, not the fucking bullshit headliners you bring in because they're safe and you want to make sure that you have a guaranteed 15 people at each show. You can grow your business if you have actually good comics there that aren't just safe. But anyway, like, I buried this guy. Like, I fucking murdered. And then this guy went on stage and couldn't follow. And, like, people kept coming to the bar. I didn't even stay in the room because I knew I'd be a distraction. I went and sat at the bar, was hanging out with the owner's wife, who was the bartender. Like, just having a nice chat with her, trying to be nice. And when I, like, 10, 15, 20 people came out and were just standing around the bar talking to me. Because they came out to get their drinks or whatever, and then saw I was there, and were like, hey, it'd be much better if you were still in there. And I go, I completely understand what you're saying, guys. And thank you. Again, thank you so much. But, like, I don't think you realize how bad you're making me look right now. I'm a team player. I'm just the supporting act. If I was the headliner, sure, come and spend time with me before. Like, that's when I can swing my dick around, and it's my show, right? But I'm still the supporting act. And by you, like, leaving the room while the headliner's on to go hang out with the supporting act, like, it makes it look like I brought you guys out to the bar. I'm already out at the bar trying not to be a distraction. And now I'm being a distraction. Like, I need you guys to go, please, go watch it. And it's the same thing with this woman. Like, hey, thank you so much for wanting to buy me a drink. I truly appreciate it. You're very nice. You were very playful when I was on stage. You did it. You fucking did a great job. Perfect crowd member the whole fucking time. Except for you were, like, trying to buy me a drink while somebody was on. And I was like, hey, trying to, like, you know? But, yeah, like, it's a very fun problem to have. But, no, it was a perfect weekend in Milwaukee. Like, we talked about the downsides of Milwaukee and Wisconsin as a whole, but, like, it's always nice. It's a great place to visit. Some of the best people in the world are up there. There are more terrible people than there are good people. Do not get it twisted. But there are some great people up there. And it is always good to go visit. It's always good to go see people. It's always good to get out of the city from time to time. Just to remind yourself, like, it's you're running with a weight vest on in the city. You're around some of the best comics in the world. Just at open mics. And, like, you have it better than you think. Me. But then, you get to go out and fucking run without a weight vest on. It's like Ohio State playing against, like, fucking Notre Dame or Indiana, who beat them, and them going to play, like, OU or something. Like, you can be a little bit more free. You're open. You don't have to be on your P's and Q's as much. You're not as tight. You remember what you can do, not what you're trying to prove. You remember, like, hey, I'm really good at this. Fuck everybody else if they don't see it. But it's nice to, like, get a reminder. But no, this is cool. I think we're over a half hour-ish. I wanted to do a half hour. 39 minutes. Beautiful. I got some great shows coming up. Wednesday, I'm doing Rad Show here in Chicago. Hit me up for the address. Hit them up for the address if you want to go. Next Monday, making a return to Zany's after I kind of bombed a little bit hosting. So we're going to come back swinging with that. That's Monday the 9th, on the Super 6 at Zany's. So hit me up. I've got codes, for cheap tickets to that. I think it's like $350 tickets. I think that's literally just like you're basically paying the transaction fee. And then like a 2-drink minimum, obviously. It's a fucking business. Not everything's for free. I can't do everything for you. But I'm good right now. You forget, you know? And it's going to happen. If you care about this shit, you're going to forget. And you're going to start overthinking stuff. Especially when you're around a bunch of people who are taking some super unserious shit very seriously. We'll probably do a deeper dive on the war and what's going on and the death of the Ayatollah and what the next step is on Wednesday. This was just a nice little makeup sesh. But no, at Ray Roberts Comedy on Everything. I almost just dropped an at Who Is Ray Roberts. Fuck. If you want some old Who Is Ray Roberts merch, let me know. I've got like a shitload of pins for no reason. Buy shit on the fucking thing. The merch store. That would be great. Your boy needs money. I also, my vape is gone. So if you just want to send me like $30 to get a new vape, that'd be cool. That would help me keep an addiction going that I need to stop. But thank you so much. Love you. Live, laugh, love you. Peace.